Happy New Year, everyone. Japan has a lot of interesting New Year customs, so I'm really looking forward to experiencing them here. There is a lot of customs that are specific to Japan and are rooted in deep history. However, New Year resolutions is a custom shared by both Japan and America. It is a custom that anyone can do, and we can connect through it even if we celebrate the New Year at different times because of time zones. Also, because I am living in Japan, I made fun resolutions as well as challenges related to my life here. This time, I would like to share my New Year resolutions. My first resolution is to pass the Japanese Language Proficiency Tests, JLPT, Level 1, known as N1. The JLPT is a test that determines Japanese proficiency for those in which Japanese is not their native language. N1 is the most difficult level. Ever since moving to Japan, I feel like my Japanese proficiency improves little by little, almost daily, because I read, listen, and use Japanese all day. I know that there is still a lot of things I do not know. However, if I have this difficult goal within my Japanese studies, I will have increasing motivation to want to do my best, even if I make mistakes or flunk the test. That is why it is my first resolution. My second resolution is to find and discover hole-in-the-wall spots in Japan. Of course, famous tourism places with lots of tourists have their merit. However, I love hole-in-the-wall places that are small and have few tourists. In my experiences, because they are places many people don't know, there have been many times where the store clerks or strangers gave me a warm welcome. To me, it is memorable to not only go to those interesting places, but creating relationships with the people you meet there, even if only for a short time. My third resolution is to be able to tie a Nagoya obi and Hokkaido obi well. I have an interest in wearing kimono and have dressed in kimono and tied my own obi. I have practiced and can tie a Hanhaba obi. However, because I have not had a lot of opportunities to tie a Nagoya obi or Hokkaido obi, I would like to challenge myself. Although I don't know if I can complete this year's resolutions by the end of this year, if you have a goal, I think the most important thing is to not give up and keep at it, no matter how long it takes. Let's all try our best and complete this year's New Year resolutions.